Alright, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. I hope you guys agree. I want to put this up here. Biden urges Israel not to attack Iran's new nuclear sites in rare appearance. This Klan dick sucking Nazi, blow Biden. He's never done the impromptu. Decrepit old racist. This son of a bitch called a terroristic country. It's not saying everybody in Iran is terrorist. Hell no. But it is known to sponsor terrorism. This man called a terrorism country and told them to bomb Israel. Basically, it was this Nazi piece of shit racist Klan bombing Israel with his own two hands. He lied to different world leaders when they called about it and said Israel was looped in and they knew about it. And then those world leaders did not buy his bullshit and they start calling Israel directly. And Israel said that this piece of shit garbage is lying. They said, no, Iran is a sworn enemy to Israel. Sworn enemy. This son of a bitch called the sworn enemy of Israel to bomb them. Do you understand how egregious that is? He called the sworn enemy of Israel to bomb them, to destroy their land, destroy their people, destroy their land. Nasty ass, oh son of a bitch, racist Nazi. Nasty asshole Nazi racist, you know, rebuke this racist in Jesus' name. Nasty asshole Nazi clown, stupid asshole clown. This, you know, they still got this bitch in that White House. It's a nasty racist ass. But check this out, you know, just nasty racist. You know, the Ku Klux Klan. I'm gonna let you guys in on something. You guys can check this out. Fact check. This Ku Klux Klan had an idea. You know how they say the Muslims are, what is it? All right, no, not just even Muslim, but terrorists have an ideal of getting a president to the White House within 100 years. The Klan did too. The Klan had an ideal to get a president, a member of the Klan, infiltration. He is a coward. He might as well dance his dick blowing Nazi pedophile sorry ass around his Klan sheets. Right? You know, sucking his nephew's dick, sucking Ashley Biden's dick. Tried to suck Hunter Biden's dick, but that didn't quite go anywhere. He would jump in his showers and be butt naked with his old clown, strung out ass too, right? Right now, in Beau Biden, he was naked in all these showers. Does that make sense? And right now, even naked with a couple of his grandchildren. Does that make sense? And right now, that's what a buffoon he is. And he sucked Robert Biden's dick, too. Nasty ass old pedophile racist. He can't seem to keep his hands out for children, right? No, I don't feel bad to say that. But this stupid asshole racist man bombed Israel like that. And then, he told Iran, you know, he told Iran to, you know, don't worry about that supreme leader guy. Biden nudged that guy to get up and make some type of rare appearance. They're in an agreement. Biden spoke to this dude. You need to pull Biden's phone calls. It's a national security thing. All right, now Biden talked to them, right? Blow Biden. Okay, regular Joe Blow can't call Iran because they don't want to hear regular Joe Blow. But this piece of shit Nazi Klan that, look at what J.B. Pritzker said, he called me nigger so many times, he got caught. He was like saying, I never let these niggers get this money, as if it's this stupid ass, dumb ass, racist business. This bitch got every white privilege, but his dumb old racist ass can't make his own money. Between 1980 and in 2024, there have been 4,000 more, let me emphasize, exceeding 4,000 bank collapses. That means that in a single year, the bank would have to have collapsed several times in that year, over 100 times per year for those 44 years, even equivalent to a number like 4,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the math absolutely does not make sense. And right now, 1980, even though I think this stupid son of a bitch has been there before 1980, but 1980 to 2024, you know, that's just 44 years. How the hell do you exceed 4,000 bank collapses? 4,000 economic collapses in the United States. That is egregious stupidity. Okay, I'm on my way to $1 trillion. I'm not giving it to those dumbass racists in the United States. I promise you, these racists, I promise the United States, I'm not giving you any money. How you treated Israel, how you treated me. Call the Klan and get rid of this nigger and just frame this nigger and lie on this nigger. And then them racists are so fucked, they'll talk about we got people in place to lie on people. They got people in place to destroy people. They got people in place to do harm to people. You understand the mentality? What that big fat racist J.B. Pritzker say? Well, nobody ever believed you anyway about saying nigger because his old fat ass heard him say nigger. The J.B. Pritzker knew Biden bombed Israel. Mitch McConnell knew Biden bombed Israel. That bitch, you know, Chris Matthews knew that Biden bombed Israel. I'm not biting my tongue. All right, now that racist piece of shit, Kevin McCarthy, knew that Biden bombed Israel. What's up? Does that make sense? We could keep going. That bastard Elon Musk knew that Biden bombed Israel, right? I mean, he had some people looped in the stupid old racist ass. These sons of bitches are so stupid, and they curse themselves, and they curse their families, but check this out. Said Biden urges Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear sites because Biden promised them, well, he'll crush Israel. He'll put a stop to Israel, bomb them. All right, now how them racists, all right, now them Klan have to say they have zero Jewish blood in them in order for them to be inducted to the Ku Klux Klan. This is a Klan member. He did not just eulogize the Klan. He is a Klan. Eastman was a Klan. The other one he worked with was a Klan. He's a segregationist. All right, now that's what he is being caught saying niggers and all manner of stuff before. He made the crime bill. Even with black people were caught buying crack, he locked them up. Despite his dumbass crackhead strung out son. Does that make sense? All right, now piece of wasteful piece of human garbage, right? All right, now strung out on crack, buying cracks, buying guns, smoking crack on camera. Does that make sense? All right, now, but he was willing to do that to black people, but not and then his own son wound up on crack. See, God don't like ugly. It's not saying that God put his son on crack. It's just to say that his son fell into circumstances of his dad being in showers butt naked trying to suck his dick, and he rejected it. Does that make sense? And it really strung and fried him out. All right, now, he did not let his daddy suck his dick. He tried. Why don't you talk to Hunter Biden? Biden tried to suck his dick, and it didn't quite go there because he let him. All right, now, but he sucked that through Biden's dick. All right, now. That's for the Lord, all right, now. But check this out, all right, now. That's for the Lord as far as Biden is concerned. Biden promised Iran, all right, now, bomb Israel. For him, basically, it's this stupid asshole, racist buffoon, clown, coward, bitch, right? He might as well get out there in his Ku Klux Klan robe and his sheets. He could have harmed people in Israel. He could have killed people. He could have destroyed people. He traumatized them. He disrespected them. Does that make sense? It's not right how he did Israel. It is not right. But this man is up here talking about Biden urges, you know, Israel not to attack because he bombed them. Iran bombed them too, but he bombed them. He called them. He contacted the Supreme Leader guy. He gave the instructions. He questioned them because, you know, they're afraid of what Israel is going to do as far as retaliation is concerned. And then Biden was like saying, don't worry, he'll take care of Israel, and don't worry, he'll do something about Israel, his racist old buffoon ass. But check this wild bastard out, right? Oh, Nazi blow Biden. You know, he bombed Israel with his own two hands. He'll clown racists that throw a rock and hide his hand. Like, look, the Arabs. The Arabs are so violent. The Arabs are so violent. It's this racist Nazi Klan piece of shit hating Jewish people, fucking Nazi, bombing Israel. He made a deal with Iran to flush them with trillions and trillions of dollars in cash to do terrorism, destroy that whole region. If this stupid-ass racist had anything to say about his dumb old ass, just a fucking racist piece of shit. This damn Nazi, he was willing to destroy that entire Middle East region. All because his stupid old ass is a Nazi racist and he wanted to steal. What's up? What's up, right? Nasty asshole racist clown. Just an asshole, you know, how he did Israel. But he didn't even care about putting other people in other countries in danger, and that's not right. But here's Biden, you know, fulfilling his part of the deal. He can't give him no money because this old stupid old racist ass didn't have any money. I'm not giving this dumb bitch racist no money. I promise him. In his life, he won't get a penny of any money that I have. Right? Stupid asshole racist clown. All right, now check this out. This is Biden. Yesterday, this son of a bitch made an impromptu interview because he wanted to say this on camera because he made an agreement with Iran. Pull his calls. Where he was saying that, you know, he would quash Israel. Don't worry, he'll put a stop to Israel. He's a stupid asshole racist. He'll do something about Israel if they try to retaliate. I would be listening to nothing this stupid asshole racist buffoon has to say. Biden caused this whole thing. Biden bombed Israel with his own two hands. And per what he promised Iran, he got on TV and told Israel not to strike back because it was his stupid old ass bombing Israel with his own two hands in the first place. I hope that makes sense, but I hope that you guys will agree that right now, here's this old bitch buffoon with his impromptu appearance telling, you know, Israel not to retaliate, you know, but his stupid old ass didn't mention that he had bombed Israel. It came out when world leaders started to call Benjamin Netanyahu. He said Biden is lying. He didn't tell them anything. That's why this old raggedy-ass, nasty, buffoon racist made an appearance. And then that Supreme Leader guy, flexing, got up, flexing his muscles. He made an appearance, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, talking about, you know, like with a machine gun and rallying people. If it had not been for these shithole racists in the United States that stoked that up, this man, 80-something years old, that guy over in Iran, he never makes an appearance. That Supreme Leader guy, Jesus is Supreme Leader, not a person. But if it were not for the United States bombing Israel, trying to cause a conflict, that guy would have never got up and flexed his muscles like that. What's up? So Biden made an appearance, and that guy made an appearance because they talked in the end agreement. Biden bombed Israel with his own two hands, but he wanted to try to make it seem like it's Iran, but is a white supremacist Nazi Klan, right? That's what he is. Right now, he ain't nothing but a Hitler. Biden ain't nothing but a Hitler. You feel what you want to feel about? I don't care what you feel about me. How do Nazis in concentration camps, they bomb Jewish people. You know, they killed Jewish people. They caused destruction to Jewish people. Okay, you got a son of a bitch racist clown way in the United States bombing Israel. What the fuck you think he is? Of all the places to pick in that region, why Israel, right? And then he called the sworn enemy of Israel to make it seem like it's something else, right? What's up? Does that make sense right now? What's up? But that's what you have right now as far as Biden is concerned. Now, here's Biden urging Israel not to bomb Iran. Does that make sense? Not to bomb Iran because it was this stupid-ass racist Biden, Nazi Biden in the first place, bombing Israel, right? And per what he told the Supreme Leader guy, right? All right, now, per what he told, the acting president of Iran, per what he told him, he got up and did his part. He offered to flesh this terroristic country with trillions of dollars to bomb other nations and other people. Plus, he said he would put a stop to Israel, so he got his raggedy old racist Nazi Klan stupid old ass up there and did his part, and that Supreme Leader guy got on TV, and he did his. That's what you're looking at, stupid ass racist clown. And God, listen, awful, and God's going to answer this son of a bitch. All right, no, thank you guys so much. When I say God, I mean Jesus. When I say God, Father God, Jehovah, when I say God, the Holy Spirit, I saw somebody was talking about a scripture last night. He said, do you know that to bother Israel? I only want to see the speech. They said, do you know that to bother Israel? They said that, do you know to bother Israel? It's like poking your finger into God's eye, the stupid old last racist. Let's see how far he get with that. And how many, he shot 200 bombs. This bitch, Nazi clown racist shot 200. I mean, these racists, they're very violent. They're very dangerous. This son of a bitch shot 200 bombs into Israel. This racist Nazi clown piece of shit shot 200 bombs into Israel. The Lord says, if you bother Israel, it's like poking him in the eye. Okay. How many curses did this stupid ass racist Nazi bring on the United States? The racist would not take his ass out of there. When they kicked this sorry ass out of office because he got caught saying nigger so many times they couldn't count it, they should have took him out the White House, but they let that racist stand there anyway, talk about they wouldn't hurt his feelings, and he just went ahead and just bombed the whole nation, a whole people, a whole government, and destroyed their Air Force base and damaged their Air Force base and their property and traumatized them with 200 bombs hitting the ground, right? Or in their airspace at least, and some hitting the ground, right? What's up, right? The United States is so fucked up. All right, thank you guys so much. I'm not putting shit here. The Lord divinely got my money at the United States last year. I know what these dumbass racists thought. No, never. I'm not ever putting anybody in the United States. That's why they have a debit card, dumbasses, and checks. I don't have to put any money here. As long as they have a debit card and checks, I can use it anywhere. And I'm not stepping back to the United States with money like this. Look at how stupid these racists are now. I haven't even went to the bank to get my money yet, right? These assholes like TD Jakes too, and these old faggots. I'm like, you dumbass faggots don't see any Vedric Jordan own this money. The Lord Jesus made a point to put my name on it, so you can't lie. You didn't know it was mine. Stupid asses, right? Not putting anything here. No way. I can use my money from anywhere on planet Earth with a debit card, checks, and with cash, and stand in England. Stupid ass racist. He willing to burn down the world because this dumb old fucked up ass can't get his way. You so dumb and stupid. You got every white privilege. You harm people. You hold people down. You lie walls and lies that don't exist. And you not just do that to me with walls and walls. You did that to other peoples with talent or whatever else your dumb old ass have been done. You got every white privilege. Your stupid ass can't make your own money. You looking at these poster child for... Now, you know child is old and racist, gross ass for buffoonery, for stupidity, for dumbness. Dumb ass or racist clown and coward. You might as well get his ass out there, the Nazi sheets, him and old Mitch McConnell. They might as well get their asses out there, they Ku Klux Klan Nazi sheets with a SWAT skull, the Nazi symbol. They might as well dance their sorry asses around because, I mean, I don't care what you think about Mitch McConnell. He know Benjamin Netanyahu. Why didn't he have the decency to tell this man Biden was bombing them with his own two hands? And then got his sorry ass up, talk about don't bomb Iran. I wouldn't be listening to shit this stupid ass racist got to say. Thank you guys so much. Right, the Lord don't want any region or anything fighting, but why would you call the sworn enemy of Israel to bomb them stupid old ass racists? What do you think this son of a bitch was trying to accomplish? And God forgive the cussing, what a buffoon jackass. Thank you guys so much.